Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw Mamish Neflos Miteras Hashem. It was given the S'chus, Chanaviga Babas Maris Nechagitl, and we saw that Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alalam Vod can be higher than Shema and lower than Shema. That's why you say Belachash on both ends. On one hand, it's lower than Shema, because when it talks about the Shem as we pronounce it, so that's Shem Adnus. So then we're now embarrassed. We're embarrassed to say that Shem. That makes it, because we're embarrassed to say that Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alalam Vod, because talking about Shem Adnus, which is a lower level name, which is only a kinyan, which is only an Olam Hazeh, which is a world where there's good and there's bad and there's evil. So therefore we say it in a low voice out of embarrassment. We also say embarrassment because it's so low, and also it's also too high because it's such a davar miromam, because it also refers to the shame as it's our kavana, in the world of kavana, in the world of machshava, the shit we're thinking havaya, we're thinking as it's written, and therefore the baruch shame, it's mamish miromam me'od, so it's so elevated that our machshava whispers it, because it can't say it out loud in front of all these hijyotas. So in the Mela, it's whispered. So it's whispered on both ends, both because of its romimus and because of its pchisus, both because it's so high, relating to the shame as it's written and as we're thinking about it, as the Grub Haskins, you think shame high over the year. And also it's low, because it relates to the shame as we say it, which is shame adnus, which is a nidra gezach, a davar yotel pachut. And that is the tamsis of what we learned at the end of the previous shiur. And now we will continue. So we see that the belacha shabrol shen kvar machzul amved comes from both sides, from its pchisus and from its roimimus. However, in order to clarify this, we need to add that kigamel etzem haichreach, the very necessity of saying baruch shen kvod machus alaylam vo'ed, when we're makabel machus shemaim in shema, that also comes from both sides. That was not only the balachash comes from both sides, but the very amir of baruch shen kvod machus alaylam vo'ed. One side is what we saw on the derech of the Maharal, because the shevach of the achdus of shema Yisrael is mechayiv the baruch shen kvod machus alaylam vo'ed. Just like the Hazkara and the Mikdash is Mechayev Anias Baruch Shem. Mikdash is the place of Achdus Hashem. Mikdash is the place where we say the Shem HaMeforash. We say Shem Havaya Kiksivaso. And therefore we're saying Shema Yisrael, which is Shevach HaAchdus. So we relate to that as well. And we say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Alolam Vod. So that's the Madregas Machshav of Shema Yisrael. The Tzad Hasheni brings the necessity of saying Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Alolam Vod. When we're makabel al machus shemayim, mitoch madregas hadibur shel shema Yisrael. And the second side is not because of our machshava of the kavan of our machshava, not the madreg of machshava of shema Yisrael. The second reason we're saying baruch shem kavod machus alolam vod is because of the madregas hadibur of shema Yisrael, the verbalization of shema Yisrael. And the inyan of this hechreach of saying Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Alolam Vod is as follows. Kabbalas Amachus Shemayim means that one is cleaning out one's heart from all categories of complaints against the Anhogas HaHashgacha B'chol HaYifanim. Nikayon Zeh Shel HaLev Efshar Lo B'Shnei Mehalchim, clearing out our hearts of all taroimis, of all complaints against the Ribbono Shel Olam, is possible in two different approaches. One approach comes from the Shevach HaAchdus, which is the root of our Amunah, that all we have is a Tov Va'Ameit. But since this Amunah is only Amunah B'Anhagas Hayom Ahu, on that day in the future, because B'Yom HaZeh and Shmu Asros, in our days, when we hear evil tidings, we say Dayan Emes and not Tov Va'Ameit. If Memela, Lefi B'chinas Hayom HaZeh, Yi Efshala, we can't completely clean our heart of any complaints unless we have Amunah in the Anhaga of Dayan HaEmes. We believe that God is the true judge, And in this world there is dying emes. In this world there are bad tidings, evil tidings. So the way to get to the not have any complaints against God is to believe in the dying emes. So according to our matzav, there's no shlemus kabbalas amachus shemayim just by saying shema. We have the mitzarev baruch shem that has kabbalas amachus shemayim behanhogas dayan emes, that we're saying shema, that God is one, and then we're blessing that, we're affirming that, we're saying blessed is this name, blessed is the name that even has dayan emes in it, that even has atmos, that we're verbalizing the atmos. So the saying Baruch Shem is cleaning out our hearts of any taromis we have. Blessed is this name. So the etzem echrech of Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vayed . The necessity of saying Baruch Shem Kabbal Samachus Shemayim, we come from two tzadim hafuchim zemizeh. That the tzad arishon is mechayev amiras Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vayed after Shema. It's that Rome was malos who shall baruch shem kvod machus over the Shema. That we have this Shema, that in the world of machshava, we are in the perfect world of complete achdus, where the name is written and read in the same way. And then we're blessing that that name should be forever. So that's a Romumus of Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vod. Even higher than this Shema. Now we want this to expand. We want this great Shema to expand. And therefore we say Baruch Shem. So it's that Romumus Ma'alosu Shel Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vod over the Shema. It's even greater. It's not just that God's name is one, but it's going to expand forever and ever and ever. And in contrast to this, the other side that's Mechayev Amiras Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vod after Shema is because of the Roim Mus of Shema over the Baruch Shem Kvod Machus. And as we're saying that God's name is one, however we're whispering that it's only going to be one in this world. It's a limited one. So it's a sort of a prisus. So ve'atem lazeh, the first tzad that's mechayev baruch shem kvod machus al olam vod, because of its romamus, prevents the kol ram, because we're careful not to mention something that's above the madrigas hamako, and therefore we say it silently. We're not yet in the place where we can say it out loud, so we say it silently. And in contrast to this, the second tzad that's mechayev baruch shem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vod, because of its Hanmacha, because of how low it is, because of its Prisus, we're saying Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vod, because of its Prisus. Because on the Madrega of Dibur, so it's only Shem Adnus. And therefore this Baruch Shem is lower. This Baruch Shem is a busha. So we're embarrassed to say something so low in a place of, like we said in the Mashal in the previous shir, that where they're very chashuv people and very pashut people. So we're embarrassed to say something so low in the presence of people so chashuv. Because when we say it in the Gvulin, when we say Shema, so we're saying Shem Adnos. So that pronunciation of Shem Adnos, that we're verbalizing the Adnos, so the Baruch Shem is limited. So that's a busha. That it's only going to be in this world, not in the next world. And in the world of Machshava, the Baruch Shem is an Eloi, that this Baruch Shem, we're saying this Shem is a Shem that's going to go forever and ever and keep expanding. So it's a higher Baruch Shem. We said those are the two tzadim, that the Maharal says Baruch Shem is higher, and the Nefesh Chaim and others from say the Baruch Shem is lower. So it has both aspects to it. So this explains the inyan of Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim, of Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Vod, when, according to the sheet of the Maharal, so now we can go back to where we started and understand the Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad U'Mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. What really gives us the heter to say Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad? You're one and your name is one. Okay, the Nevi'im didn't say, they knocked off, like we know from the Gemara, the Gibor and the Nora. They didn't say Gibor and Nora because you didn't see Hashem's strength and greatness. The Goyim were in the Beis HaMikdash, destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Where's his Gvura? Where's his Noros? So you don't see God's oneness in this world. You see good and you see bad. That's not oneness. So what's our heter to say Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad? The answer is because we have a little bit of a spark of that in this world of God's oneness when Klal Yisrael is one. That's what we're saying, Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad. You know what gives us the heter to say that you're one and your name is one? That your name is one and that it's all good? Because Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz, like a rhetorical question, like it's so obvious. In other words, since you see it in front of you that we're one nation, so Memela, you know that that's a Gilui, the Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad. And that gives us the heter to say it even in this world, because we have a Gilui. We already have a Gilui now of Hashem's future oneness. And that's why Oysei Tzadik, we started out, why is Oysei Tzadik? You know, the problem isn't that Hashem has to fulfill His promise and give us the Ruch. The problem is that Avraham Avinu is going to have a taina that Hashem didn't fulfill His promise and give us a rechush gadol. What about the etzim promise? That's why we should ask Klei Kesem and Klei Zav from the Mitzrim, because God promised us. Not because we're worried about what Avraham Avinu is going to say. And the teretz is that really that promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu could fulfill us at Lavo. Like Hashem promised the Kenizi and Kadmoni, 10 nations, not just 7. Eventually we're going to get the other 3 as well. We didn't get the other 3 until, we're not going to need that until Lasid Lava. But that's not a taina, because we're going to have that Lasid Lava, so Avraham Avinu has no taina. It's not, the promise is still going to be fulfilled. Hashem can fulfill His promise Lasid Lava, so here also, the Rechush Gadol, Hashem can fulfill Lasid Lava. The only problem is Avraham Avinu is going to have a taina yet, but we need a Gilui. We need a gilui of the greatness of the Yechidus of Knesset Yisrael immediately when it's born. Immediately when they're born. And therefore you have to fulfill it now. That's why it says, Na. A lashon of Bakasha. Daber Na be'ozne'am. Please speak in the ears of the nation. And they should ask Klei Kesem Hazel. Hashem is saying, do me a favor. Because I don't want that tzaddik, Avraham Avinu, to have a taina. Why, right at the beginning of the birth of Knesset Yisrael, did you not show a gilui of their yechidus? And the yechidus here is that ultimately the rechush haruchani, the spiritual bounty of Mitzrayim, is going to go into the hands of Knesset Yisrael. So we want to see that right at the outset. So just like we have the Gilui of Hashem is right now hidden, His oneness. But we see a little spark of it in the Yechidus of Knesset Yisrael. So too, we see already a spark of the Rechush of the Goyim going into the storehouse of Knesset Yisrael at the very beginning, at our very birth, at Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore Hashem says, make sure you get your Klei Kesem Klei Zav, so Avraham Avinu has no tainus. Why you didn't have this gilui of the Yechidus of Knesset Yisrael immediately at their birth? And just 2 aros about what we spoke in the previous year. We spoke about the tzike kedera. We spoke about the spices at the bottom of the pot in the mashal of the bas melech. So, and that relates to the Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vod. So the way most Mepharshim learned that Baruch Shem is lower, and then Shema, so it's a busha, it's a machal gas, so it's a gnai for the Bas Melech. So that's why she takes it secretly, stealthily. According to the Maharal, it's a machal shel tafnuk. It's a gnai because it's too good. It's embarrassing for her to ask for something such a pinuk, because according to him, the Baruch Shem is higher than the Shema. And says Rabbeinu, mitokach mischalfim hem haperushim gam beinin Yaakov u'Moshe. Yishma chacham b'yosef lekach. I'll let you figure out what he means by that. And the second he'ara is that we say in our Yom Kippur davening we just had yesterday, v'akohanim v'am sheyom mazorik sheyishon m'sashem ha'mforosh kovit yotzim pikoin gadol ha'yukari u'mishtachav im'oimim baruch shen kvod machus ha'loilam v'ayt. So why does it say Kohanim separate from the nation? Just say the nation, that includes the Kohanim. So maybe the answer is as follows. The Turei Evan asked Akasha, why don't we find the Birkas Kohanim in the Mikdash, that when it was said with the Shema Mefurash, why don't we bow then? So the answer is, maybe that it says in the Gemara and Saita that we have to be Panim Keneged Panim. Birkas Kohanim has to be face to face. If we can't bow down, then we won't be face to face. And maybe that's why we can't bow down. We hear the Shem in Birchas Kohanim, and that's why here it says Vakohanim ve'am sheyomdim ba'azara, when they would hear the Shem before Shkomer Hayikarim Mishtachem Norm Roshen Kol Masolam Ve. So it's emphasizing that the Kohanim the Am they're omit ba'azara. It says the Kohanim specifically to tell us that Dafka Bizman Shigama Kohanim he besoicha Am, only when they're among the nation Kohanim ve'am, then they bow down. Lafuke birchas kohanim. When the kohanim are in the duchen, they're not together with the am. And there's no ishtachava. When the kohanim are with the am, then there's ishtachava. When the kohanim are not with the am and they do birchas kohanim, there's no ishtachava because we have to be panim al panim. Advarim meirim u'misamchim baruch Hashem. Amukim me'oid, and I hope to revisit this. This is super gishmak. Thank you for listening, and if anything isn't clear, anyone can always contact me, and hopefully we'll try to explain more. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.